So today we are talking about a special event coming up at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica, which first opened in 1974 as the Douglas Museum and Library. It was founded by Donald Douglas Jr., the second president of Douglas Aircraft. And in 2010, it got its new location. And here we are today. It has amazing exhibits, planes, and art, and it's a great place to visit. And we are joined today by Ben Cruz from the museum. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Tina.
Thanks for coming to talk to us. The museum has a lot of original artifacts that are related to the Douglas Aircraft Company, right?
Oh, yeah, that's correct. We're actually kind of like the caretakers of the Douglas legacy, the Douglas family. And we pride ourselves on taking care of the living history of Douglas Aircraft Company.
McDonnell Douglas, it's the same thing, right?
It's the same thing, yes. Douglas Aircraft Company began in Santa Monica, and in 1969, they moved to Long Beach. And at around that time, that's when they merged with McDonnell. McDonnell Aircraft was out of St. Louis. So the merger occurred, and, you know, from 64 through just recently, Long Beach was a booming aviation aerospace community.
And in 2012, the museum reopened in its new location, and you guys have been adding and doing exhibits and all kinds of things since then. You can see some really amazing planes there, including the Skyhawk.
Yes, we do. We have an A4 Skyhawk. It's a beautiful plane. It's repainted in the Blue Angels scheme. Uh-huh. But yes, we have some great aircraft out there, historic aircraft, F-86s, A-4s. We have replicas of
The Wright Brothers.
The Wright Brothers, exactly. Also of Amelia Earhart. We have hers as well. So yes, we're really kind of like starting to expand and promote the museum. And we're really excited about our next event.
Can you see these planes when you come to the event? Like, you've got the DC-3, which was one of the first passenger airplanes. You know, this was when it wasn't affordable to fly. The DC-3 was one of the first passenger airplanes.
Yes. Pretty much anytime you come to the museum, you have access to the aircraft. We don't want anybody to climb on the aircraft and stuff like that. But yes, you'll see plenty of stuff. But
Don't hang on the wing.
Exactly.
And now you've got the aviation artworks and pinup festival happening, and you've got a fashion show going on February 18th, a really amazing day at the museum. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. What we've done is we've combined two genres, two cultures, and we merged them into one. And we're really excited about this event. We want to make sure everyone comes down and has a good time. We're having an art show, an exhibit art show, aircraft-related aviation artworks. But not only just art, we're also doing like creations of art. For example, sculptures, aircraft furniture, components that used to fly, they're now pieces of art. This is what I mean by aviation artworks. It's more than just paintings or photographs. It's like almost tangible stuff where you can touch. The other aspect we're having is the tribute to the pinup culture from the 40s and 50s. We're doing two pinup fashion shows inside an aircraft museum, and that's pretty rare because you're actually going to have a runway inside an aircraft museum.
Yeah. Right, a runway. Yeah.
Yes.
A little play on words there. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you've got the models participating in the two fashion shows that day. And then tell us about some of the artwork, like Alberto Vargas. He started the pinup art.
Exactly. That's correct. For our guests and attendees who come to this event on Saturday, February 18th, not only are you going to get to see great stuff and like living pinup models walking around, but we're also going to backtrack and talk about the origins of nose art, the pinup girl. We're going to talk about Alberto Vargas, a Peruvian painter who came here like in 1916 with his dad, and how he was inspired to create a whole new genre of artwork. We'll talk about that and how it's made a huge impact on World War II, in particular, nose art for our American aviators when they painted these wonderful images of these lovely ladies on their aircraft.
So when you see Memphis Belle on the B-29, that was there because...
So what ended up happening is he didn't actually put them on the airplanes, but the soldiers, the airmen, the GIs, they put these pieces of artwork on their aircraft and tanks, and this gave them inspiration to remind the men of what they're fighting for back home. And of course, this was a motivator. But yes, we're going to talk about Vargas and his influence on the military, on aircraft, and today in general. You know, it transpires all the way to today, his influence.
When you say you're going to talk about it, is that happening at the show?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. During our show, we're actually going to have a schedule of events. We'll bring people in. We're going to talk about the Santa Monica Airport, because we're located at the Santa Monica Airport. which is celebrating 100 years this year.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I know.
We're proud about that. So, yeah, we'll be covering topics like, history, local history, the museum, mm-hmm. the Douglas family, origins of pinup artwork, you know, the fashions in the 40s and the 50s. And we're going to have a great parade of men and women, young men in service uniforms, lovely ladies in those classy outfits walking down a runway inside an aircraft museum.
Like having a party back in time, in a way, you know, getting a sense of what fashion was like then and the history behind the pinup in the 40s, 50s, and then on the planes. And so will we see some of this? Is it called nose art? Will we see some of this at the show?
Oh, yes. You're definitely going to see nose art, plenty of nose art. We have a wonderful artist, a local guy, really talented. Zant Zenadog is a former employee of McDonnell Douglas. You know, this guy actually built aircraft. After working in the airplane factory for years, he managed to take those skills and apply them into his creativity. And he uses, you know, those techniques and those engineering models that we had to follow. And he makes these beautiful pieces of art. So it's a combination of skill, training, and just masterpieces of art. Yes, you will see plenty of nose art at the museum.
And also, you mentioned Veronica Lake, you know, some of the stars from the 40s and 50s. Will there be art of those artists?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to backtrack. What we want to do at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica, we want our guests and attendees to be informed. We want them to walk away with knowledge. So yes, we're going to talk about Veronica Lake, pinup girls from the past, their influence right up to today.
Can you describe to us what that day will be like if you go to the show? When does the show open?
So our show's on Saturday, February 18th. Now, that's going to be Valentine's weekend, guys. So take your ladies to this show. We open up at 11 and we're there till 5 o'clock. It's going to be a full 6 hours of aviation artwork, pinup shows, a wonderful sense of energy. Because I think a lot of Southern California has a romance with the 40s and 50s.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that we're going to recreate and expand. And, we're going to be in the moment. So, yes, when you come down to the museum, there's plenty of free parking. And we got some great things lined up for everybody. It's going to be a great show.
Do you need to get tickets? Do you need to buy tickets? How does that work?
Tickets are at the door. It's pretty much $10 at the door. It's admission for adults. Children 12 and under, I think, are 6. Unless they're 3 years old, then they're free.
So you can get your tickets at the door.
Exactly.
And this happens all day. Like you said, also great for the ladies around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got different types of artwork that you can visit, check out, look at. And you're within the museum, so you can see the museum also. You know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we will have our normal museum displays and artifacts and exhibits. But we're also going to have modern aviation art, modern concepts and art. And I'm talking about Moto Art. Moto Art is an El Segundo-based company that started 13 years ago. A couple guys in a garage, Dave Hall and his buddy, they were like inspired to create something. So this is what we mean about celebrating local artists, guys who are inspired with art, aviation art, and how it's taken them through this wonderful journey. So they will be participating, and we're so happy to have them.
Yeah, and when you say moto art, that's when they take parts of a plane, like they'll take parts of a fuselage, wings, and turn it into coffee tables, into displays that you can put in your corporate office, into beds even. They turn it into furniture.
I don't know what it's called exactly, but Moto Art is their company name. And I think you're absolutely right. Yes, I think this is the way it's going to be called from this point on. I mean, Moto Art is setting the trend, and we're really happy to have them. And we hope that anybody who comes to our show can really take a look at these wonderful pieces of work.
Very creative.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
It's genius. It really is genius. And this is exactly what we're talking about when we're saying aviation artwork. Sure, I mean, it could be just it used to be a part of an airplane, but it's art now, and there's many facets about it, and we love it.
And Alberto Vargas was the first one who inspired the pilots to put their paintings on the planes.
Absolutely. Back in the day, Vargas was inspired by a French magazine. I can't remember what it was because I don't know French. But he created this new genre of art using airbrush and waterbrush techniques, and you know, was able to like replicate flesh tones and stuff like that. Really great stuff. So what ended up happening is he did a lot of work for Esquire magazine. Basically all his work became in a magazine. It was called the Vargas Girls magazine. So what ended up happening, this was prior to World War I. When World War II came around, you know, these magazines were plentiful. Esquire magazine was pretty popular back in the day. So our GIs, our airmen, would get some paint, and they would replicate, they would duplicate Vargas's work on their aircraft.
Right.
And this is how nose art was born.
The ladies in the fashion show, what are they modeling as they come down the runway? 40s and 50s fashions?
Our fashion coordinator, Samantha Walker, is a great person. We're so happy to have her. Her and her crew, they're supplying our fundraiser with 22 fashion models, and that is incredible in itself. So what you have is like friends helping out a nonprofit organization, and we are just so appreciative of their efforts.
This is coming up on February 18th. It's at the Museum of Flying in Santa Monica.
South of the airport, we're celebrating 100 years, at the airport. So we're going to talk about the history of Santa Monica, the history of Douglas Aircraft. Anything aircraft related, we're going to celebrate, but also the other aspects, the artwork, the concepts. We're just truly passionate about aviation here in Los Angeles and Santa Monica.
Right, and it's important to keep the museum flying open
exactly.
In Santa Monica. You protect, you preserve history, and then you display history. You help educate everyone. It's really fun to go and visit. So what's the website?
The website for the Museum of Flying is museumofflying.org, and in there you can see our other events that we have scheduled. We've got great stuff. It's a brand new year. We're going to have some great events down the line. We truly love aviation. We want to preserve and protect it, and that's our goal.
So it's aviation artworks, and you've got the fashion show. That's coming up February 18th at the Museum of Flying, Santa Monica, and Ben Cruz here with us, who is really brilliant himself. So thank you for representing the museum and working so hard for them.